September 13th and September 19th, regular meeting. Moves.
Second for the purpose of discussion, but I'd like to hold them a week. We didn't get them till today, and I did not have a chance to look at them. We got them at like 11 o'clock this morning.
Not a problem. Everybody fine with that?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Okay, let's hold both and put them back on next week's schedule. All right. I'm going to take resolution 390 at order, appropriating funds from self-insurance revenues for replacement of Sheriff's Office Unit 130 and Unit 114, amending 2017 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff.
So I'll move it for discussion.
Move, second. Discussion?
I have a question.
Yep.
Paul, can you tell us what happened to the vehicle?
One burnt up and the other one was totaled in an accident.
Burnt up? What you mean, like the engine just...
Yeah, something under the hood caught in the whole car.
Something
Yeah, really? We actually did pretty good with insurance on that one because they not only replaced the car, they replaced all the equipment that we had in it.
Wow. And no one knows why that happened?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And the other was totaled in an accident?
Car, yeah.
And I'm assuming it was totaled on the RV?
Yes.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
We started the meeting, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, I think it was 5:06 or 5:07, correct? Sorry about that. All right. Resolution 294, adopting proposed local law 4, local law to provide the collection of real property taxes. Move?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Tracy?
Well, we held this at the request of Legislator Briggs.
We held it for many months, yes.
Yeah, no, I know, and I'm not going to go over all my questions again, but we held it at the request of Legislator Briggs because the representatives from the village were going to come. Or do we have any representatives here? Or has anyone heard from the representatives?
You heard us tell TJ that the, you know, tell Village of Ellenville to come down, give us the questions, give Amber the questions. Never received anything.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yep.
Can we just draft a letter from the committee inviting them to come?
I think it was that important. It should have been here anyway. I mean,
exactly.
We've been talking about this for a long period of time.
I think it's a little frustrating that we have a resolution that the sponsor doesn't come, that the interested parties don't come, that the village doesn't come. Like, we raise all these questions all the time. And I've raised repeated questions that have yet to be answered. And it's as if it's happening in a vacuum, as if I never asked the question that when I've already asked it 15 times. So, and we had a public hearing where no one from the village showed up. That just seems mind-boggling to me. If something's really pressing, when you think the interested parties would at least come and testify and say why they needed this?
You would think so, but evidently that's not the case.
I'm happy to revisit this at another time. That's sort of where I'm at. If we get the supporting information, if we get the answers to the questions,
it's a little frustrating. No matter what, but I mean, if they want to hold it over, I'll hold it over. But
I'll make a motion to postpone it.
I'll second it.
Postpone it till when?
Till the next meeting.
Based
on what? Why are we waiting for?
No way. I'll touch base with the
November.
Village of Saugerties.
Not next week.
The Saugerties isn't the concern.
Well, I understand Saugerties isn't the concern, but they have a vested interest where they'd like to see this happen.
That's fine, but Saugerties, I mean, in terms of the concerns of the various members of the legislature, the people we need to speak to are people in Ellenville.
No, I understand. Ellenville's the problem, right? It's well known.
I'm saying it more diplomatically.
But I mean, it's something that Saugerties is very desirable of, and you know, there's a couple board members that are, you know, key on this issue. And I left messages with them in the last week regarding, you know, today's meeting. And I guess this makes it more convenient for me. There's a meeting the day before. I'll bring it up in person and see if I can get some interest out of any of them to come if it's in availability in their schedule. I know that Trustee Bono did come and make a speech before on behalf when this came up.
In the initial.
Well, I think like 2.5-3 years ago when John brought it up then.
I don't know. There's a motion to second to hold it over till when? Next month?
Next month or next week?
No, next meeting.
Next meeting.
Before the general meeting, right?
Next week.
But I gotta say that if we're gonna have a discussion, if we're gonna actually have people come and testify, and their people are gonna talk, and there's gonna be real answering of questions, one, that's gonna affect our meeting time, and two, I'm gonna want time to take that in before voting 30 minutes later. So if it's next week, then we're gonna have to postpone the vote
till November
to take in whatever information and actually to do our own independent research on it and follow up with whomever, the county attorney.
Well, to hold it over for 1 week, is not pertinent, I don't think, because it is a big issue. Like you just said, there might be issues that may be brought up that you won't have time to do your due diligence to, find out what the answers are. So if you want to hold it over, I would suggest you do it till November. If not, as far as I'm concerned, this can be voted on right now, personally, but how I'm voting, so. So, but there's a motion, Carl. You want to change it till November, or you want to?
Yeah, I'll change it till November.
Second.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. How many times, Amber? Do you know how many times we postponed it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I know we postponed it three times since TJ had it.
So don't our own rules say that it can only be held for a certain amount of time?
Well, so procedurally, this resolution was referred back to committee because it failed through this committee the first time around this year. Then there was a successful petition to discharge that was executed. Then on the floor, Legislator Herb Litz made a motion to refer it back to committee because of the unanswered questions.
This committee.
Right. And so we're in this committee with it. And essentially, if it fails through this committee, which I suspect it would, then it would have to be a second petition of discharge issued, and then at that point in time, it cannot be referred back to committee. It has to go to the full legislature for a vote.
Right, but I'm saying our own rules provide for a certain amount of postponements because these postponements right now are happening without the consent of the sponsor, because the sponsor hasn't come to any of our meetings.
What's the ruling there?
So we would just need to figure out when it came back in, because I didn't look at the rules, but I think it's 90 consecutive days.
I think it's 90 days.
Well, I think it's consecutive days. So if it's gone out and come back in, I think the clock would start again. So we got to find out when it came back in. Right.
Which is fine. I mean, we can postpone it until November and then see what the sponsor does. The sponsor.
Because it ends up being 90 days.
Well, the sponsor wants to bring it up the way it is.
Who is the sponsor?
He said that the
John Parody.
The DJ.
There's only one sponsor.
Yeah.
Hey. What is it, Amber?
We can postpone in this committee because John consented to it in the prior meeting.
That's right. Oh, he consented to it last time?
That's right.
Okay.
All right, so motion on the table till November.
Aye.
You got a second, correct, Chris?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's everybody's pleasure regarding it? Postpone it?
It's like grandpa.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right, postpone in November. Actually, can we just add one qualifier? Either we act on it or we act on one way or the other. Let's not postpone it again and again and again. All right?
Binding qualifier.
Well, I'm telling this committee that we're going to make it for a vote.
You think so?
No. You want to run it by council? Got three of them here.
I feel pretty confident.
All right. Amending 374, amending resolution 319, the policy of Ulster County for regard to project labor agreements.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah.
There's a discussion.
So I see that the sponsor's not here to discuss what the motivation for this is.
No,
Mr.
What is the motivation?
I don't know. It strikes me as, on its face, kind of logical, but I don't know. Without talking to John about it, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's a counter argument to it.
Well, there was when they first had the resolution about labor agreements, mm-hmm. I think it was only $1 million, and
correct.
We thought that that's a little bit low these days.
The ceiling
and then
this isn't about the ceiling, because the ceiling can be raised.
3.5.
No, but this isn't about the ceiling. The resolution that created that $1 million threshold allowed for committees to amend, review and amend as necessary. So it's already been amended, and now it's 3.5. The amendment, if I'm to follow the red line, is to require the services of three or more contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a $75 million project that only has two contractors, it's highly unlikely, then it wouldn't be subject to a PLA. But a $3.7 million project with three contractors would. I'm not sure. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I'm saying, has anyone had any discussion with the purchasing agent or anybody about what, you know, the pros and cons? Is there an argument against it?
I don't know of an argument against it, but I do remember at the last meeting. That's why I said Mr. Ryder. Mr. Ryder was here advocating for this.
For this?
For this, yes.
What again?
I don't recall him advocating.
I'm not sure which version. I think we're open to discussing increasing the threshold for PLA. I'm not sure.
But we're not talking about that.
We're talking
now
about the number of contractors.
This has to do with only changing the number of contractors, the threshold for the number of contractors.
And what was it before?
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been involved in the conversation.
I feel like we should. Why don't we get Mark here for the next meeting and maybe the sponsor?
I would suggest that. The only thing is, I mean, you can get. You can call up different contractors to come in and bid. If they don't want to bid, what are you going to do? You got to throw your bids out? What's that?
What do you mean?
If you need three contractors, you only get two, then your bids are no good.
No. It's saying that we're not required to do a PLA if it has less than three contractors. It has nothing to do with
that. But the thing is, it's also, but then you go by the quantity of dollars,
right,
which offset the three contractors because you're over $1 million.
Right.
So you have to go for a PLA.
So if it's over 3.5 million.
3.5, right. So
yeah, I mean, I think this has to more do with our internal workings when we do the when we initiate a due diligence study. But the question is, I would be interested to know what Mark thinks or what the purchasing director thinks based on what projects have come through, what makes sense. I don't know. I mean, do we have road improvements that have more than three contractors or three subs potentially based on paving? And I mean, we have a road improvement in this project, in this budget, that's over 3.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just like to know what I'm reserving my judgment. I just feel like we should hear from the purchasing director.
Let's put it
postpone. Mr. Ryder here.
Till November, though, not next week.
All right.
Why till November, not next week?
Well, you're going to be able to make a decision next week if you have a week and you're going to tell
on
you.
On this one, I feel like. Right. I mean,
well, that's the only amendment that you question.
Well, that's the only amendment I see. If it's bolded, right? Are there more amendments? Yeah, I mean, I'd have Mark here next week, and if we need to then postpone or change, then we don't vote on it next week. But there's no, I don't think we need to postpone it until November.
All right, next week. All in favor, say aye.
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 76, confirming the appointment of Mr. Jose DeLone, Assistant and Director of Information Services.
So moved.
Is there a move second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. DeLone.
Jose DeLeon, I go by Joe. Just retired from the Marine Corps after 20 years of service in this past June. Moved here to New Paltz with my family, wife, and a 4-year-old son. So look forward to serving the people of Ulster County.
And you were an IT director?
I was Communications Information Systems Officer for the Marine Corps. I also did some time in personnel and human resources recruiting. And also Iraqi Security Force Advisor for a short time.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have a question?
Just if I may.
You may.
Mr. DeLeon, speaking purely from the assessment community, currently the RPS system has its seat at the county through a Citrix server. New York State in the next probably 18 to 24 months is going to be rolling out a major upgrade. It's RPS version 5. That's probably 20 years since the last upgrade, which is purely going to be a web-based in Albany. So I'm just asking, you know, not now, but in some time to sit down with the assessment community and explain to them how the county is going to be interacting with it. But it's a major software upgrade that they're rolling out. We saw up in Lake Placid last week, we saw bits and pieces of it. It's quite impressive.
Okay, so great. I'll look forward to working with that.
Okay, just how the county is going to interface in the middle.
Well, Carl can go first.
So,
sure.
I am sure.
Your hands up first.
Yes, Carl can go first. What committee
do you report to? Is that?
Yeah, that's actually what I was.
It's right after this.
Economic development and tourism.
It's right after this meeting. That's why he's here.
Okay, because I'm going to sit on one of those meetings because I think we need to have a really serious discussion about security and about data retention and about disaster recovery. I'm not going to hash over things that happened in the past, but I know that as the legislature, I'd like to know that our data is secure, that it gets backed up, and then it can be restored in case of an accident. I know that the department has increased their use of virtual machines, which is a good thing, but you know, you're only as good as your next disaster in this business. And I'd like to see some kind of comprehensive plan that we could say, you know, our data is safe, and that if there's an emergency, that you could quickly get us back up and running. Just case in point, last year, a server downstairs, a couple of hard drives went, and the legislative clerk couldn't do any business, and nobody knew what was going on. And there was no, apparently that was a physical server, it wasn't virtualized, and it took a day and a half to get back up. And not putting the blame on anybody, but, you know, this is 2017, and there should be no reason why you couldn't just switch on another virtual machine and get everybody up and running. So I'd like you to think about that. Obviously, we can't tell you what to do, but I think it would be a good idea to find some kind of comprehensive plan for backup and disaster recovery.
Yes.
Only directly we could tell them what to do.
Well, through the county executive.
Yeah.
Well, through the budget.
If I may, just to all those points, I mean, those are things that we've identified as weaknesses. We're working on the continuity of operations as far as disaster recovery goes. And then security of data, that's something that, you know, that's something we all hear about in the news, you know, every day. But it does come back to, you know, where we're weakest is our, you know, personnel training, people being able to identify, you know, things that, you know, URLs, you know, something as simple as that, you know, don't click on this. So we've already looked at that through the onboarding process with the personnel department to implement training to the users as they are brought in, and then to do that on a reoccurring basis, just as you would your equal opportunity, your sexual harassment, your active shooter, things like that. So, yes, all on the to-do list.
Because the real property systems computers go out to all the assessors, you know, and there'd be a lot of people affected. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because years ago, there was a plan, it was like a shared service plan for disaster recovery site at the old IBM Edgewater buildings. And BOCES has a warm site there. Yes. And I don't know whatever happened to it, because I know you guys were going to buy a generator, and but I don't think there's been any movement on that.
And you I don't say know you guys, who do you mean?
BOCES. Well, between
BOCES
and
you said you guys were going to buy a generator.
So Ulster County was going to buy a generator.
Is that the Lake Katrine site?
Yeah, it's in Lake Katrine.
So I just met with Gene today. We discussed that amongst other issues as far as potential for sharing common space there to that effect.
This is the perfect site, and it's up and running right now.
It's also in Ulster County.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not a cloud service that's on the East Coast or West Coast. It's right here. Yeah. So.
Excellent.
Tracy? You had your opportunity before you can talk.
You lost your opportunity.
I want to welcome you to the community and say it's a pleasure to meet you. Procedurally, I kind of want to defer to Legislator Maloney and the chair of the other committee. I know we have another appointment tonight. I kind of think that both appointments should probably go to the Committee of Origin first and then come to us next week. I'm really happy that you're here today to meet you. I mean, I'm going to support you. I'll say that right now. But I think just procedurally it makes sense to have you go to your committee if your committee is more versed in a lot of these issues, might have different questions, et cetera.
Well, they can knock it down if we vote yes.
They could, but normally that's what would have happened, because normally
the
meetings would have been held.
Because we're going tonight and they put it on the schedule.
Right, normally the meeting would have happened last week, and the same with the other meeting. The other meeting would have happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we're at a normal schedule because of the holiday and because of Jim's schedule.
Sorry.
I'm totally confused, Tracy.
Why are you confused?
The thing is, the other meeting, though, is not going to... They were supposed to meet yesterday, didn't it?
Right, we're going to meet tomorrow.
We're going to meet in an hour.
No,
that's your meeting. The other meeting's going to meet... I'm not on that committee. That committee meets tomorrow. So they'll both have had their meetings prior to next week.
So Joe will be visiting with the Economic Development Committee
tonight.
After this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Shelley Wagar, the candidate for the Office for the Aging Director, will be with the Legislative Programs Committee tomorrow. Right?
Tomorrow, exactly. And so what
so
I'm asking
Tracy
is
wants
just
to hold off till next week.
Just if we could vote. And I've already said publicly I'm going to support you. I've read
Joe, I would think you should get this passed through this committee first, because it would be tough getting through this committee next week. I'm only kidding.
Any opportunity to meet all of you.
It's wonderful. I'm very happy to see you here today.
All right, Tracy has a motion for this resolution and the next resolution to hold it over until next week, correct, Tracy?
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
That's correct. And based on the resume, I'm going to attend tomorrow's meeting, but based on the resume of the next candidate, I'm going to support.
All right, all in favor to hold it over until next week? Yes, no, maybe so?
Nay.
Well, you need a second, though.
Oh, Chris, second.
Or why not?
Second. Any discussion?
Is that independence, Chris?
He's already in the position. And what, you know, it's just a procedural vote.
Yeah.
He's already in the position.
Yeah.
Are we going to vote no?
No.
Okay.
Then why do we have to have him come back?
We're doing Tracy a favor.
He's not coming back next week. It's in deference to the other committee, so the other committee can do its duty.
Jim would be hurt if we did this.
Trust me. He's going to do fine in an hour.
Basically saying there's a pecking order with committees and it's supposed to go through the lower
trees
first.
There is a normal procedure. That is the normal way we do business in this legislature.
Mary Beth, I didn't hear what you said.
Just let's vote on it. It's going to be the same thing in a half an hour.
Okay.
All right, all in favor to hold it off next week?
Aye.
Chris? All right, denied resolution 276 and 277.
Three. We're not voting together
right
now. We're
voting on 376.
All right, just 276. Move.
Move.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 377, appointing the appointment of Shelley Wagner, Director of Office for the Aging. Move.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Joe, congratulations. It was tough to get through. You know?
Yes. Poor guy.
Resolution 378, approving the execution of a contract amendment of $50,000 to Buddy County Cornell Cooperative Department of Public Works. Move.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
379, approving the execution of a contract causing the aggregate amendment to be in excess of $50,000 to Buddy County Technical Building Services Department of Public Works. Move. Aye.
Move.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
380, execution of a contract under by the County Callahan Industry Department of Public Works. Move.
And I got to get to the page.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
382, approving the execution of a contract amendment to access to 50 under by the County, D'Antonio and Demo, Emergency Management.
I'll move it.
You'll move it? How about a second, somebody, please?
Second.
Now we got a second.
Oh.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
383, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 at the Buddy County Newcastle Communications Information Services. Move.
The Sheriff's Department?
This is the voiceover internet protocol.
Moved it. Second.
Second.
Joe, you want to say anything about it?
It's an extension of our current services for the voice over IP system. No significant changes, just extending it.
Same price?
Not an increase.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
384, establishing capital project number 511, Watson Hollow Slope Stabilization, amending 2017-22 Capital Program, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. Moved.
Moved.
Second.
Any discussions? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
386, amending Capital Project 336, South Putt Corners Road, pin number increasing funding for construction supervision, construction inspection phase, and amending 2017-22 capital improvement program, public works. Move.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Can I ask a question on this one? I know we moved it earlier, but are we also increasing the shoulders on this one?
6 feet.
This is
a major Behoot to Schools project. We've been through a lot of legal work to get it to where it is, but it's a tremendous safe shoulder.
This is a huge, huge deal. I drive this road very, very often,
It's my understanding it's not only a 6-foot shoulder, but also a turning lane to get into the high school.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 feet total or 6 new?
I think it's 6 total for
this road.
And then I got a turning lane to get into the high school.
Yeah, this road often has high school children jogging on it while there's bicyclists on the other side, while there's 2 lanes of cars. There are times where it's very, very dangerous. Children walking out of school with their backpacks, children sitting on the side of the road. So it couldn't come.
No, so I know we've all been emphasizing road safety. This particular section is going to be just a huge asset.
Huge.
And that's on the south side of 299.
Mm-hmm. This is in front of
goes
the high
past
school.
The high school.
Past the police station.
The
past
funeral.
The high school.
Yeah.
Because North Putt Corners Road got done 2 years ago.
Just the paving. It's not. This is a
significant
safety
issue.
Shoulder. This is a serious shoulder.
Yeah, I'm very happy to support this project.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
388, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to accept additional funds from New York State Prosecutor Training Institute, amending 2017 Ulster County Budget DA Office.
So move.
I'll second it.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
389, amending 2017 Ulster County Budget, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Program, Department of Probation.
I'll move it.
Second.
Question. If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
391, authorizing the conveyance of county owned property to original owners and finance. Move. Second. Questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
392, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to accept bids for parcel of county owned real property for private sale and authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey such a parcel to Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any new business? We have new businesses. We have, first of all, we have all the reports in your packet here, which is the budget transfer report. You had the personnel report that was submitted, given out. We have a legislative appropriation request for 2018. It's a packet right here. We will take it up at budget time. Review it, look at it. Any old business? If not, motion to adjourn, please.
So move.
Second.
It is 5:37. You're welcome. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for being here.